Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, December 28, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Devastation sweeps Asia's shores. Believers respond. More religious freedom is expected in Ukraine. And a tribe in Senegal hears the gospel on the radio. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Asia, where a strong earthquake and resulting tsunami has killed thousands. Reports indicate thousands dead and thousands more missing in the aftermath of the chaos unleashed by the huge waves that swept across countries from Sri Lanka to Thailand. Millions of dollars of aid is on its way. International Aid's Miles Fish says they're among those mobilizing support for the survivors.
Our specialty is in healthcare, and so we will be sending all kinds of healthcare-related products. The real danger here is not just the impact of the earthquake. With power systems out and with sanitary systems all broken down, the risk of secondary diseases is really high. So we are going to be sending all the healthcare-related product that we can.
Fish says the supply should be sent out within the next 24 hours. The distribution is the ministry.
All of our work will be done through local Christian churches. It will all be done in the name of Christ. And it's our attempt to demonstrate the love that we have for people in an effort to gain the opportunity to articulate the hope that we have in Christ.
Next, the work of Mission India of Grand Rapids, Michigan was affected by the massive waves. Dave DeGroat says the devastation hit areas where 40% of their work is located.
Literacy centers were hit. Some of our students are missing in three areas in this place, Pondicherry. In Andhra Pradesh, a little further up the coast, we've got confirmation of one church washed away and another church either washed away or damaged.
Damage assessment will take days. DeGroat says as many people mourn the loss of life, missionaries are mourning souls.
What makes it even more tragic is these are people who are searching. We're getting out there as best we can. If we could just have gotten some workers out there, these would be people who would be led to Christ, but we're just restricted by resources.
Go to our website if you'd like to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. The rerun of Ukraine's presidential election seems to have gone pretty smoothly, but the results may be contested in the country's Supreme Court. In the meantime, Greater Europe Mission's Rich Bonham says it's hard to say what Viktor Yushchenko's election could mean for religious freedom.
We know that Yushchenko has definitely had more leanings toward the West and toward possibly joining European Union, and in general that means more freedom, freedom of religion within the country, and so that is what the hope is.
During this time of uncertainty, Bonham is praying
that people would really be open to the gospel message, that during this time of change, when there's such dramatic things happening, that people would realize that there's more to life than what it has been, and that Christians within the country would be there to share the wonderful news, the gospel of Christ.
Meanwhile, more than 1,000 young people of eastern Cuba celebrated together earlier this month. The fact they could be together at all was an answer to prayer. There was concern over renovation plans for the First Baptist Church of Moa after legal problems cropped up with the government. The congregation of over 800 held 24-hour prayer vigils for several weeks until the problem was resolved. The first meeting was a great witness to the community and a perfect dedication ceremony. And a new outreach is beginning in Senegal. A host of a local radio show recently asked a new tribe's missionary to talk about Christmas. He's also extended a standing monthly invitation to explain why the missionary team is in Dakar, Senegal. In the course of the programs, the Balata people will hear words of Scripture in their own language for the first time. Pray that many will want to hear more and that the importance of God's written word becomes clear to the tribe. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to get involved in helping the victims of the tsunami in Asia, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also visit our website, missionnetworknews.org. There you can find out about organizations that are sharing God's love in word and deed during a time of incredible need. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.